We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, let's set the scene. Federal prosecutors, they take this really tough approach with Roger Stone, who is a very long-time political operative and a very close pal of President Trump. And so they recommended that Stone spend 7 to 9 years in federal prison. Why? Because he was convicted of lying to Congress. And then it came. The tweet. And who sent the tweet? President Trump. And what did the tweet say? It complained about how Stone was being treated. And suddenly, the Justice Department changed its mind.
Yeah, there's now going to be a push for a lighter sentence for Stone. The first one apparently was excessive, but that's not all, because within the last half an hour or so, we've had some more developments. Let's talk about those with Brett Tolman, served as U.S. Attorney for Utah during the George W. Bush administration. So, Brett, what does it say to you that the next piece of this puzzle is that a couple of the prosecutors on the original team, they're now resigning. They're walking away over this.
Well, you know, it's not uncommon for Maine justice to weigh in on a case, but what is uncommon for Maine justice out of Washington, D.C., assuming this is where it came from, to weigh in after the prosecutor has already weighed in with the court. You just don't see that very often. It is unusual, to say the least.
Well, and here's the thing, though. In the end, does it matter? Because isn't there a kind of suspicion out there that when push comes to shove, the president is going to likely pardon Mr. Stone and some others anyway?
Yeah, I mean, I think that is part of the discussion. And the tweets that the president issued today seem to suggest that, you know, he's not happy with it. What nobody gets to talk about, though, which is unfortunate, is the sentencing in the federal system is just so long, and you're capable of extending those sentences very, very long. But we're not able to really have a discussion about that because now we have this dynamic that's occurred in the case.
Take us through just how it usually happens. That, and there's some Washington Post reporting saying that maybe there was a last minute scramble to figure out what to do. Why would there be a last-minute scramble? And then does it seem fishy that, like you said, that the Maine Justice Department comes in and weighs in this far along the lines? And, I mean, it also, after a presidential tweet, too, people are obviously making the connections here, ..
Right. The federal system is a lot of rules, and it's charts and guidelines, even when it comes to sentencing. What I mean by that is there's not a lot of discretion. And everything's kind of already set. And so the other dynamic that people don't realize is the U.S. attorney is a presidentially appointed, Senate-confirmed position, has the same authority as Maine justice, and is independent. And so you have the potential. I mean, there were times when I was U.S. attorney, and I pushed back against the Department of Justice, who wanted me to do things, because I knew I had the authority to do it. In this instance, very, very unique dynamic occurring where you have Maine justice weighing in on something that is within the complete, authority of a separate entity. They have 100% autonomy in that decision-making on those cases.
You know, Brett, here's I guess, my concern. There are people right now listening probably to this broadcast who have notices to serve on federal juries for federal trials, and they are going to, in good faith, go and spend their time sitting in judgment of other people for an assortment of alleged crimes, with the expectation that when they reach a verdict and when a sentence is imposed, all of this is going to be on the up and up. All of this is going to be fair, that no one is going to have their finger on the scale of justice. Does something like this send the wrong signal to all of those Americans going to serve on all of those juries?
Well, unfortunately, I think we are living now in an era where we are starting to second guess the government especially, and those that wield authority and power, like the Department of Justice, the FBI, and you know, families who have run across the justice system realize there are a lot of aspects of it that are broken. What you don't want to see is something that appears to be a one set of rules for one group of people and a different set for another. And that is when tragedies occur.
But Brett Tolman served as a U.S. attorney for Utah during the George W. Bush administration.